is.
Yeah. My Facebook feed is full of photos of ship-shaped garages, orderly closets, and neatly stacked undies. Marie Kondo, an organizing consultant, encourages people to sort their belongings. And if an object does not spark joy, toss it. Some of my belongings don't spark joy, yet I'd be loath to part with them. When I started decluttering my house, a chair, a magnifying glass, and a hammer did not make the Kondo cut. When I was 2, I pulled a tiny chair over my head and then stuck my arms out through the bottom rungs, wearing it like a hat. My mother couldn't disentangle me, so she called the fire department. A truck arrived with sirens blaring. Enormous men tramped into our tiny kitchen. One approached me with a saw in hand, causing terror to ripple through my 2-year-old soul. Why do I keep the chair? It reminds me of why my default reaction is fear when I'm in a tight space, why I always choose an aisle seat, why I won't enter a crowded elevator. I'm not as hard on myself because the chair helps me understand how I'm wired. On my bureau is a small, circular magnifying glass encased in a leather sleeve. Our neighbors heated with coal that arrived via a chute through their basement window. Chunks of coal bounced off of the chute onto the ground, landing under rose bushes. We kids pretended we were pirates and the coal was pieces of 8. We'd yell, "Yo-ho-ho," and then dive into the bushes, fighting over the treasure. Raw greed exceeded caution. I often would wind up with a thorn in my finger. My father used the magnifying glass to spot the foreign body and then a needle to coax it out. Do I like being reminded of those thorns? No. However, I do treasure the poignant memory of a childhood long gone. I loved being part of a raucous pirate band, wild and free, sailing over an asphalt sea, fully convinced that only wonderful adventures lay ahead. The magnifying glass brings back memories of a childhood filled with dreams. I'm sad about the unrealized dreams, but I remain cautiously hopeful. There's still time. I'm not dead yet. On the poetry ledge of my bookshelf leans a slender, pointy hammer with a magnetic head. My father was an upholsterer. When attaching fabric to the edge of a sofa or chair, he'd fill his cheek with little black tacks. Then he'd use the magnet end of the hammer to grab the tacks and pound them along the border. When I visited his shop, I never started a conversation, worried that he'd swallow the tacks. Although we didn't talk, I got to watch my dad create furniture out of wood, burlap, stuffing, and fabric. My house is filled with pieces my father made. He's been gone almost a year now. When I glance at that hammer and the furniture, I feel sad, but also grateful that I had an opportunity to observe a life well lived. After reading Kondo's book, I made many trips to Goodwill. I've simplified my life, and I'm happier for it. However, I don't regret keeping those 3 items, even though they spark a little sadness in me. Khalil Gibran says that sorrow and joy are inseparable. If he's right, tossing sadness may result in losing joy. As for me and my house, we will stay cluttered.